Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Mankind and all science and all of their ability can't create an azalea, a dogwood. They can create something that looks like it, but it can't grow and it can't have little baby dogwoods. And it can't produce baby azaleas, and it doesn't come and go and lose its leaves. It's just a miracle. And there's people that miss it. They say, well, there's no evidence of God around. How dumb can you get and still breathe? People think that this just happened. Mankind, all of our, you could pool the resources of the entire human race and they can't create one flower. They can create something that'll mimic it and look like, you know, mankind can't create a blade of grass. They can create astroturf or something that looks like it, but it'll never reproduce and have a baby blade of grass. It can't reproduce and live. Mankind can't do the simplest thing. And people are saying, I don't have any proof that there's God. Man, it's a good thing I'm not God. I mean, that'd just make me want to drop kick you off the earth. Boom, into the universe. Like, how dumb can you get? I saw a poster one time that had a picture probably of the Himalayas. It was just these huge mountain peaks and peak after peak after peak as far as you could see. And it was this awesome, awesome picture. And the caption on it says, what do I have to do to get your attention? God. Brothers and sisters, air. People talk about evolution, that it just happened and these things came from a one cell thing. But air's not alive. And yet, did you know it's a perfect balance of air? If we had more oxygen in the atmosphere, we wouldn't be able to survive. If we had more nitrogen, if it was a different mix, it's just perfect. It didn't evolve. It didn't just come to pass accidentally somehow. I tell you, we could just go on and on and on. God is everywhere, and there are so many things, but we get so busy, we just miss it. Praise God. To Moses' credit, he was persevering, is what it says in Hebrews chapter 11. He was looking for God. He was saying, God, I've messed up, but I know that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Romans 11:29, he probably didn't quote that verse. But he knew the principle. He was believing that God was still going to give him another chance, and he was looking for God. And when he saw something that was out of the ordinary, he turned aside. If he hadn't have turned aside, it's very possible God wouldn't have spoken to him. You got to be looking for God. There's a reason why some people find God. People say, I found God. God's not the one that's lost. It's us that get found, and God has little markers all along the way. Some of you, you know, we were out playing golf and we saw this tree that I'm sure was 150 years old. It was one of the most awesome trees I've ever seen. It was huge. It was a beautiful tree. And many of you see things like that. You got them in your front yard and can't find God. And he's just shouting at you through creation. Speech has gone forth. There's all kinds of things happening, and it's just our hard-heartedness that makes us so insensitive to God. God's not hard to find. He's just hard to find in the light of your TV, unless you're watching the Gospel Truth. Amen. You're just looking in the wrong places. We're occupied with the wrong things, but we need to recognize that, man, you need to be looking for God. If you're looking for God, He'll be found. If you seek, you'll find. Somebody says, oh, I sought and I didn't find. Well, the Bible says you seek, you find. The Bible says you seek, you find. You say, I sought and I didn't find. Who am I going to believe? You or the Bible? You may think, well, I gave him 5 minutes before my favorite program came on. God, if you'll reach me before this movie comes on, and then I'll serve you the rest of my life. God doesn't work on your timetable. You have to seek with all of your heart. So anyway, I just nearly preached on that. But you can recognize that God had something there that caught his attention, and he says, I'm going to turn aside and see this great sight. You need to be looking for God. You need to be expecting God to intervene. You know, some of you saw the interview that I did with Joe Nay on the internet. He was like my father in the faith. Angie, weren't you there when we did that interview? Oh, you weren't there. But anyway, it was a great interview. And one of the things we talked about was when we first got turned on to the Lord, we'd read the book of Acts and see where there was a rushing mighty wind came through. And we would sit down and talk about that. And we were saying, Father, we want a rushing mighty wind. We want to have an experience with the Holy Spirit. And we would sit around and daydream about things. And I remember one night we were sitting around talking about this, and there was a candle burning on the table. And I mean, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. It sounded like a tornado, and the curtain stood out and blew, and yet that candle never flickered. There was a sound and some of the effects of a wind, but it wasn't just a normal wind. And even though we were talking about it, man, I was 18 years old, it scared the fire out of me. I ran home. I got in my car and went home and jumped in my bed and put my covers over my head as if that's going to protect me from the power of the Holy Spirit. But you know why we had things like that happen? Because we were looking for it. We were wanting it. We were seeking it. You know, you get hungry, you'll be filled. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. If you aren't full, if you say, oh, I'm hungry, God, where are you? It's because you aren't, you know what? You aren't really seeking God. When you get hungry and really seek the Lord, He'll fill you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I've got to go on. So in verse 4, when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Man, that's a great thing right there. You know what? When you get in the real presence of God, you know, people think, well, I'm going to ask God why he didn't do this and why he didn't heal this person and how come God let this happen and all. And we have all of these things that we're going to do when we see God. You know what? When you stand before Almighty God and see him in his glory, you're going to fall flat of your face and say, praise God, I didn't ask that stupid question. For you to sit there and say, I'm going to ask God about this. You arrogant thing. You don't have a clue who God is. I could preach on that, but I'm not going to. Anyway, for time's sake, let me just go through here that the Lord told him. He says, I'm sending you down to Egypt and you're going to bring deliverance and you are going to bring the Jews out and you're going to worship on this mountain. And Moses, look at his response down here. I think in verse 11, it says, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Now contrast this with 40 years earlier. God revealed to him that he was the one that was going to bring deliverance to the Jews. And Moses just thought, oh God, what a wise choice. Look at me. I'm second, third in command. I've got the armies under my control. It was miraculous. God, I can take it from here. He was self-confident. He was arrogant. He wasn't dependent upon God. He didn't get God's timing or his plan. But 40 years later, here he is saying, God, who am I? You know, this is why it took 40 years. It took 40 years from him to come to the end of himself. You don't find the beginning of God until you get to the end of yourself. As long as you are sufficient in yourself, as long as you can trust yourself, then you know what? You're going to have a hard time trusting God. You need to come to the end of yourself. Really, it's a blessing when you hit a wall and nothing's working, and you finally say, oh, God, I can't do it. I need your help. That's good. I had one of my friends one time, a very good friend, a golfing buddy of mine. He came to me one night and his business had just folded and it looked like he was going to lose everything. And the pressure of all of that caused him to have heart trouble. And he had just gotten back from the doctor that day. And the doctor told him he had serious heart trouble and he could potentially die. And this guy, who was a strong guy, was just reduced to tears. He and his wife were sitting there just crying. And, oh, it's terrible. And my business is failing. My family's falling apart. My health is gone. And he was just devastated and told me about all of this. And when he did, I said, Tim, that's wonderful. And he just looked at me like, why would you say that's wonderful? And I said, you know what? You're a wonderful guy, but the biggest problem that you have is you. And I said, right now, you're to the end of yourself. You aren't making it financially. You aren't making it physically. I said, this is wonderful. Now it's got to be God. I said, if you'll just turn to the Lord, this could be the greatest thing. And did you know that he received that and it changed his life and his spiritual life with the Lord just went through the roof. And he, I don't know how many years ago that was. That was the beginning of our school. So maybe 15 years ago. And you know what? He's doing good. His business is prospered. He's making money hand over fist. His health is doing good. Everything's working. And it was a turning point. I tell you, it's good when you come to the end of yourself. Maybe the way you got there isn't good. You can come to the end of yourself through the school of hard knocks, or you could do it because the Word says it. It'd be better to just receive this truth. It'd be better to take my instruction and take my word for it and just believe me rather than you have to crash and burn on your own. But any way you come to the end of yourself is where you start really finding God active in your life. And so Moses was a different person. He's saying, God, I can't do it. Who am I? Totally changed. He lost that arrogance, this self-confidence that he had.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU14C titled The Rod of God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year. And we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students. You have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you. And you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.